Hello again, my fellow podcast listeners. Hello, hello, hello. This is the Brendan Brown's Collection of Facts and Theories podcast show. So, today, I am going to sit down and talk with you guys about why I believe Mortal Kombat wasn't at the event. And number one, I'm going to say this straight up. We already know it wasn't going to happen because it's DC fandom. And they already had the facts and answers question things for fans. It directly said it's only DC. Just like how the people say it's only for those certain type of people to come to that party. Just like with this. No Mortal Kombat. All you Mortal Kombat fans, all you Mortal Kombat contents, all everything Mortal Kombat, get out of us. Because only we need is stuff that are directly DC or Warner Brothers DC. Not Warner Brothers Harry Potter, Mortal Kombat, Warner Brothers DC. DC. Detective Comics. Not Detective Combat. Detective Comics. That's why Ed Boon said on his tweet, which is number two, is the DC fandom, not the MK fandom. But I was so excited and happy and hyped up for Ed Boon to come, and I realized he wasn't even there at this event. They said he was going to come at the September 12th one, which is going to be the next Saturday. Well, not next Saturday, but the Saturday of September, probably the second or third Saturday. And I hope we find some things about it, because he said he's supposed to talk about Injustice and how he made both Injustices and the development in it since he started in 2011 when MK9 came out. And I hope he does real good on it. And they say he's supposed to come to a Warner Brothers thing. So I don't know about that. Ed Boon said he might come. Not might come. No, I'm wrong. That's just my thinking. Ed Boon didn't say nothing about Mortal Kombat. But if he does come back with some Mortal Kombat leaks, I hope it be's awesome. And then they're saying it can't come because DC fandom event. So I'm hoping, but that's the 10% of me hoping that MK comes to DC fandom. The 90% of me is saying, well, I don't care if it comes or not, because I know it's directly DC. And they're saying Injustice 2 might won't be leaked, but that's the only NetherRealm thing we could know that could be leaked. But at the same time, like how Ed Boon said, he said they were going to extend this game to at least 2022, and it's only 2020, August of 2020. As of now, recording this podcast episode, it's August 2020. And he says the game is going to come out in 2022. So that's 2 years from now. At first, when I thought of it, the beginning of this year, I said, oh gosh, 2022, that's so long. But look at it now, with this year going by fast, even with this pandemic staying in the house, the days go by so fast that now it's almost 2021. So really, it's like almost a year now till I can, you know, get to see any leaks about Injustice 3. And like how Ed Boon, Tootin, all these content creators, including some people who aren't even Mortal Kombat content creators, are right. The reason why MK11 is dying is because there's a lack of communication. No, hey, we got updates for this. Hey, we got updates for that. Hey, we got Aftermath stuff. Hey, we got this and that. Only thing they really gave us as an update is those new skins that's coming out for Aftermath. And then they're saying that we might get Cyrex and Sector for free. Us Aftermath owners like me might get the, you know, Cyrex and Sector and their skins and some other stuff in September, because there's no skins in September. We might get Cyrex and Sector as their personal characters. We can get them for Aftermath in September next month. So that's a leak, but I don't know. And then they're saying that they might have a DC thing that might come out, like more Joker skins for the event, or rather have it, you know, September, and have DC skins probably to celebrate the fandom event. And they already had a tower supporting Joker. They call it the Arkham and Arcady, I think, skin to support that DC fandom came. And then they're saying Fortnite is supporting DC fandom because they just had Batman. The other day ago, I could have swore they had, like, Captain America or Marvel. Like, ever since Infinity War, they've been putting Marvel in everything. They had 2018 Marvel, 2019 Marvel, this year Marvel. Now they're having Thor coming. Like, what the devil is Fortnite doing? I haven't played Fortnite since last year, I swear. Fortnite is dead. Fortnite is horrible. Fortnite is trash. I don't like Fortnite. And now people who used to say they like it, they don't like it. Even the people like me who never liked it at first still don't like it. I never liked Fortnite. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not one of those Fortnite bandwagons who just say, oh, I love it. I love it. It's a good game. Or I'm not one of those Fortnite die-at-heart fans neither who said, I played it since it first came out. Who cares? I'm not going with Fortnite. Everyone want Fortnite. Everyone want the dance. Fortnite is dead. Just listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. All you Fortnite fans, listen to me closely. Do not get angry. Let me tell you this. Fortnite is dead. 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 Dead, 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 dead. Dead from the root. Fortnite is dead. And I'm excited and I'm happy that it is because I was waiting for this since 2018. 20 freaking 18. So it's good that it's dead because we don't need no more Fortnite. This and this. Oh, you saw that dance? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. No. And it's good that, well, I'm not saying it's good for a pandemic, but, you know, the pandemic, good things have come out. And it's another thing that come out. The good thing that came out with this is that now people aren't talking about Fortnite anymore. You don't get to hear that no more at school. And I realized that as I got to 8th grade, Fortnite was dropping dead because in 6th and 7th grade, that used to have been the sting then. Because in 6th grade, it was like the 2017-18 season. Then 7th grade was 18-19 season. Then 8th grade was the 19-20 season. 19 and 20 season, which was 8th grade, it started dying, I guess. Because in 7th and 6th grade, for me, it was still being famous. But, yeah. That's what I really had to say, because Fortnite is dead. Just had to make a real explanation for that. That's dead. Now, back to Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is not coming to DC Fandom in the next September. I give it a 50-50 chance that it would. 50% of me says it will. 50% of me betting it's not. So, I don't know. We all don't know. All of us MK fans don't know. All we can say is that we better hope they come with a new game. That's all. And help us DC-based. It don't got to even be Injustice 3 because people say Injustice 3 ain't coming. Oh, well, if it doesn't, it doesn't. At least just have something different like a DC-based game or even, heck, a Marvel game. And you don't even gotta reveal it at DC Fandom because, you know, DC only, no Marvel. But, yeah. Fortnite is dead. And MK11 is almost about to be dead too, because MK11, out of all NetherRealm games I played, I realized that for real. NetherRealm's games were always awesome until MK11. It seemed like the streak was going good, the games were getting good. Till MK11 came down and Injustice 2 a little bit too now. Now, I agree with Russ Poe, Injustice 2 was getting a little bit bad too. But see, one thing I can say though about Injustice 2 versus MK11, Injustice 2 was still doing well. Even when they finished in 2018, they finished and they made their new trailer for Mortal Kombat. It seems like for Mortal Kombat 11, they're trying to take their years off. Just try to make trailers because, you know, every spring or summer they would make a reveal trailer for an Injustice game or a Mortal Kombat game. NetherRealm would always do that. But, you know, since after Injustice 2, it seemed like they're going to take a while to show their trailers because in 2018, of the end of 2 years ago, end of 2018, December, that's when they showed the Mortal Kombat gameplay. Not gameplay, reveal trailer. And then it released in 2019. Now, people were expecting that this year we would probably get a reveal trailer around the summer. So I'm thinking we might get a reveal trailer around fall or winter, like last time with Mortal Kombat. So we don't know, but we might, because they keep saying it's going to be extended till 2022, but they need to bring this game to life. They need to bring it to life. You want to do something different? Come on, Ed Boon. Think, man. Think. I'm not saying you're a bad developer. You're one of the best developers I ever could have thought of. Best video game developers, the GOAT of all video game developers. Like, the top three is Ed Boon, the Rocksteady developers, and the third one is I don't know who. But those are my top two best developers. So come on now. Come on now. Y'all gotta come on. So, yeah. Excuse me for the noise because I'm about to have a loud noise. Ladder. Excuse me for the noise, but yeah, they need to come on, come on. But But yeah, that's what I believe MK should do. They should just come on and push more communication in their games. And I think that's it that I really wanted to say about MK11. I might make a part 2 about this, but I'm gonna leave it at this. So that's it, podcast listeners, for today. And we better hope and pray that they bring something to NetherRealm. We were hoping and pray that NetherRealm brings something that could surprise us at the DC FanDome event. So that's all I can say. Have a blessed day, podcast listeners, and goodbye. Fortnite is dead.